If positive and negative emotions, how do they affect our consciousness, or how does our capacity to tap our consciousness affected by positive or negative emotions? So basically, see, there are thoughts. Thoughts themselves grow into emotions, and then emotions grow into intentions, and intentions lead to actions. So if you compare a snowball, at the top, it may just be a small marble size. But when it starts coming down a mountain, it gets more and more snow. It's become so big. At the top, a person could just crush it with their foot. But when it comes down, it may crush a whole person. So like that, initially, we have thoughts. So for example, say suppose...
So the root where it starts is the thought.
Thoughts is the root. Say for example, suppose there is a person who is recovering from some addiction. Say recovering from a drug addiction. So then initial thought comes, hey, maybe I can take a drug. At that level, that's just a thought. I say, no. They say, no, I won't. It's just over. It's like crush the snowball at that time. But then you think, oh, yeah, you know, I'm feeling so stressed. I'll get some relief. I want it. I want it right now. So from that thought, it has risen to the level of desire. Now, desire is where emotions come in. So at the level of thought, it's more dispassionate. Okay, I can see that book over there. That's just an observation. There's a thought has entered in my mind. Hey, that picture looks nice. At this level, as I think more about it, thoughts lead to desires. The desires can be positive, they can be negative. I like it, I don't like it, whatever it is. So now, at the level of desire, the momentum has become more. It's like the snowball has come down, it has acquired some snow. And then at the level of intentions, it has become very forceful. Yeah, I want it now, and I'm going to get it no matter what who says. So the drug addict has now decided to, again, have a relapse. So at the level of intention, it is very difficult to stop. At the level of desires, at the level of emotions, it's stoppable. Now, desires and emotions, they are not exactly the same. You know? When we desire something, that means we feel some emotion related with it. So... We could say desire is like the current and emotion is the water that is flowing in the current. So desires cause emotions to flow. And based on our attitudes, if I have a pessimistic attitude, then the flow of consciousness gets either misdirected or choked. Say if I have some difficult situation, I can see it as a challenge and think, okay, how can I learn something new? How can I come up with some idea? How can I grow in this situation? But then my consciousness moves towards a channel where I can explore options for learning.
In terms of dealing
with the situation. Then I think, oh, if I do this, this will go wrong. 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 Then our consciousness either gets blocked, the current doesn't move forward, or it just goes off and floods. If there is a blockage of water, the water may flood a habited area. So like that, our consciousness either gets blocked and I feel I can't do anything, or our consciousness goes into, as I said, too much worry. This may go wrong, that may go wrong, that may go wrong, and I feel powerless. I feel helpless, I feel victimized. So negative attitudes, they choke the power of consciousness, or they misdirect it. Whereas positive attitude, it helps us move our consciousness forward. Now, there is positive thinking, which is based on perception of the positive aspect of the reality. Say if I have a glass of water, which is half full, I can see it as half full, that's positive attitude. I can see it as half empty is negative attitude. Now, this is fine. This is something which you can do simply by mental adjustment. Spirituality also helps us to do that, but spirituality helps us to do something more. Spirituality doesn't just change our perception, it changes our perspective. See, perception means what I focus on. Perspective means from where I see. If I am at the foot of a skyscraper, then I just can't think the skyscraper is small. Skyscraper is so big, in front of that I am tiny. But if I am in a plane, then from that plane, the skyscraper looks small. So, like that, spirituality doesn't just change our perception, what we see, but it changes our perspective. It raises us from the ground to the airplane level. So I have a problem, the problem appears so big, how can I deal with it? I get overwhelmed by the problem. But when we raise our consciousness to a spiritual level, when I understand that I am spiritual, I am a part of a whole, I am indestructible, then it's like we see the same problem from the perspective of the airplane. It appears small, it appears at least manageable. So spirituality is not just about thinking positive, you know, it is about changing our perspective of reality. So it's not just looking at the positive aspect of reality, but getting a new perspective of reality where we see ourselves as bigger than our problems. And by seeing ourselves bigger than our problems, we naturally become positive. So the Bhagavad Gita actually is a book of spiritual wisdom, and it talks about this positivity. In fact, at the start of the Bhagavad Gita, the recipient of the Gita, the warrior Arjuna, is depressed. He puts aside his bow and says, I can't fight. I will not fight. He's practically in tears. But by the end of the Bhagavad Gita, you know, he's lifted up his bow and is ready to fight. So his bow represents our determination. So worldly ups and downs will dishearten us and will put aside our bow. I can't fight. We become depressed. But when we hear spiritual wisdom, when we spiritualize our consciousness, then we pick up our bow and we are ready to fight. So the channeling of our consciousness becomes much more effective when we have a spiritual vision of reality. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Thank you. Any other questions?